Good Tuesday morning. It is J.R. Bjornsson. Yesterday, I walked my son to school, and let me tell you, you ever look up and look at a sky, and it's so blue. It's like a cool blue, you know. It's not too bright. It's not too dark. It's like you feel like you're looking at somebody who just took a photo of the sky, and they used high contrast. You know, they made the blue look more real than it really was, if that makes any sense. Basically, what I'm trying to say is it was so beautiful. The sky was so gorgeous. And yesterday, I walked my son to school, and I actually worked on my step goals. I'm trying to do 10,000 steps each day for 30 days, because I read somewhere on the internet that apparently that is life-changing. So, you know, if it's life-changing, I'll give it a shot. If not, well then, at least I tried. Trying to be healthy is a whole other topic that we really should cover on the show. That's a future plan right there. Welcome to the J.R. Bjornsson Show. It's a podcast. It's not better than any other podcast. It's my podcast, and I'm so happy you could be here. Yesterday, we were talking about, for a possible topic, as money. And money is something that I'm not really passionate about. I grew up in a family where we always struggled. My mom pretended we didn't struggle, but you look for the sudden hints that we were going through hardship. And having money wasn't really something we had. We had enough to work, enough to eat, enough to just have the basic needs, and of course a roof over our head. So I wasn't born into a lot of money. I wasn't really taught that having a lot of money means you're having a great life. I was always taught that when you have money, you should always save it or do anything in your power to, you know, not waste it, you know. So usually if you watch me on my YouTube videos, me and my family are eating, because food, in our opinion, is what wealth truly is, because with food you're able to live longer.
Yes, have lots of food and you will last longer as a human being.
So if I was to ever come across a lot of money, I honestly don't know if I would be happy, or, you know, at first I would probably be more excited, but something tells me I would be the type of person that would invest it. You know, I would invest it, put it away. It wouldn't change my life. The only thing I would do is buy my own home for me and my family. My goal, my beautiful house is not going to be connected to any other home. I don't like unit sharing, you know, sharing a wall with my neighbors. It's one of the things I don't like, mainly because if my kids are too loud, I'm going to hear about it from my landlord. Or we have neighbors that come and go throughout the night. Both of my neighbors are heavy smokers, so they're always out and about, which I don't mind. You know, they're talking to me. I've got nothing mean to say about them. It's just they're always out there. So whenever I go out, all I smell is cigarette smoke, and I'm not a big fan of it all the time. I can handle it in short spurts, but not all the time. You know what? It's just not me. So why I would buy my own home is I would buy my own home. I wouldn't put it on a piece of land. I want to live in the city. I love city living. You know, city living is awesome. There's a Walmart just down the street, and it's just, oh, so good, right? Versus if I lived out in the country, that would mean you'd spend more money on gas, right? And I don't know if Amazon delivers to the country. Or if Walmart delivers to the country, you know? Yeah, Walmart has been heavily advertising on Twitter, I noticed. You might not know this about me, but I am a big fan of Twitter. I absolutely love the social network. It is great. Back to the money, though, because I tend to just ramble on. I love the small amount of money I accumulate in a year. I honestly, if I got my hands on $1 million, I'd probably use $400,000 for a house, and then I'd put the rest away. I would put about a $10,000 rainy day egg, you know, an emergency egg. So in the event something happens, I have that to fall back on for about 10 months or so. And then the rest would probably be investing. You know, I've been following the trends. GoPro seems to be struggling right now in stocks. I love following Toyota stock. Right now, I think it's about $1,300 if you wanted to share a Toyota. I love the Toyota brand. It was the vehicle we moved from. We originally owned a Dodge, and then that guy unfortunately broke down, and just we couldn't keep up with the repair bills. So we sold it, we traded it in, and got ourselves a Toyota. And it is awesome. We love our little Toyota. And, you know, money is just one of those things that I love it, but I don't want a lot of it. You know what I mean? It's weird, right? You'd think I would love to be rich, but you gotta pay taxes on that, right? And the more rich you are, yeah, it's probably a little bit luxurious at first, but eventually, I think having all that money, you would grow bored and you would probably start buying stuff you don't really need, you know? I wouldn't mind a swimming pool, but would I use it every day? That's the question. And how much is, what is a necessity and what is a need? What about you? When it comes to money, how do you feel about the topic? Do you want to be rich one day? Do you strive to be that amazing guy that just has a lot of money and you're like, yeah, this is my world, man. Bring it on, peeps. You know, are you that guy? Anyway, we should be getting some rain on Wednesday. Tomorrow, coming up, we should have some rain. We could do some rain right now in Alberta, Canada. It is dry temperatures across the province. Fires are starting left, right, and center. A lot of it is being blamed on people not butting out their cigarette butts. So, you know, you can buy those ashtrays at the dollar store. I'm going to buy one for my mom. But it has a sealable top that is rubber. So you put your butt in there, and then you just put the sealable top back on. So your vehicle doesn't smell like an ashtray. So there's an idea, especially for those people that are just tossing them out, starting wildfires. Also, I read in the news that Manitoba has a wildfire that is huge. Don't know if they put it out yet, but last time I checked, what was it, like 150 hectares, which is huge. That's today's word, guys. Today's word is, in fact, huge. What else do we have coming up here? Apple recently dropped down their pricing for their Thunderbolt lightning cable, which originally was around $35, $39. Now, it's dropping down to about $19. What does this tell us? Well, this tells us that Apple is going to be creating, most likely, a new connection for, can you guess it? That's right, a new iPhone, which should be released in the next 5-6 months. Now, this iPhone is rumored to be one of Apple's most expensive iPhones. And, you know, that camera notch on some iPhones, if not all of them, all the recent ones anyway, that little notch, I hate it. Some people like it. For me, it just gets in the way. Especially when I put my phone on the desk, it kind of wobbles. Well, that notch will serve a greater purpose with the new iPhones coming up. And who knows what's going to happen, right? So I can't wait till the Apple keynote, which will be coming up here in a few months. For me, I just got my iPhone 8 Plus. I love it. It's a good phone. It's awesome. Ironically, I'm recording today's podcast on an Android. I have my old Moto G4 Plus with me, and it's not connected to cell towers or anything. I just like using it for an external mic because the sound quality is okay. It's not good, but it's okay. I could use my iPhone with the Anchor app, but there's something that's so much easier for me to use this versus an iPhone. Plus, with this, you don't hear as much background noise, but you mainly hear me, and it records in stereo. So, you know, I can go left, I can go right, and it works like that too. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to another great edition of the J.R. Bjarnason Show. It is a podcast. It's not better than any other podcast. It's my podcast. Thank you for giving me the most important thing you will never get back, my friend. Thank you so much for giving me your time, your effort. And if you ever want to reach out to me, maybe you want to be a guest on the show, we can make that happen. Thanks to the power of Anchor. Be sure to follow Anchor on Twitter, twitter.com/ANCHOR. That's twitter.com/Anchor. Tell them JR sent you. There's a lot of amazing, friendly people at Anchor. Out of every company I've ever podcast with, Anchors, they actually get back to you. It's awesome. It's unbelievable when you think about it. All right, I'm out. I am gone. I got to go help my mama do some errands. is an excuse for us to hang out and, you know, hang out with your mom, because you never know when she'll be gone.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.